This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. I'm going to ask this question on air to Chris, my board op, in my ear. We can play that Trump speech open, and they will hear it on Lindell, or no? It won't come off well on TV. Then I won't do it. I'll just give you the play-by-play. I'll do my own play-by-play. So I had a great weekend. For those of you who are watching Lindell TV right here on Friday night, for those of you listening to USA Audio on Friday night, for those who watched my Real America's Voice show on Saturday, you heard my latest interview with President Trump, my 13th interview. And then he requested a personal meeting with me at his rally in Las Vegas, and Secret Service grabbed me, and I was the first guy waiting for him when he walked in the door at the back of a Stoney's Country here in Las Vegas. They brought me right back to him as soon as he got there, and we had a chance to spend some quality time with him, Cindy and I, my wife Cindy. And then he went out on the stage, and we just can't play it on radio, and you'll hear it the same quality on Lindell TV, Chris tells me. So I'll just tell you, Trump goes out there, and he's introducing the celebrities in attendance and the politicians in attendance. And he says, here's a guy who loves Israel. Here's a guy who loves our country. Here's a guy that is a very popular TV and radio host. And he's got TV, he's got radio, he's got everything, and he's got a beautiful wife. He is the one and only Wayne Allyn Root. And the crowd went wild, and what a wonderful introduction by President Donald J. Trump. And then, in the middle of his speech, like 20 minutes later, literally in the middle of it, he just stopped talking. He's talking, and then all of a sudden he's like, you know, love stories like that? Wayne Allyn Root. Wayne, where are you? Wayne Root, where are you? This is all going on national TV. They're, you know, I don't know who was covering it besides Right Side News, Right Side Broadcasting, and, of course, my network, that I was the guy covering it on the ground. I'm the guy covering the speech on the ground, and he's talking about me twice during his speech, really kind of wild. And he's going, where's Wayne? Where's Wayne? Where's Wayne Allyn Root? And so, I mean, by the third time of saying, where's Wayne, I screamed from the back of the room where the TV cameras were, where I was, because I was doing the coverage of the event for Real America's Voice. I said, I'm here. He couldn't hear me because there were 2,000 people and I was way in the back. He thought I'd be sitting in the front row as a VIP guest, which I would have been if I wasn't covering the event for television, for Real America's Voice TV. So he's screaming, where's Wayne? And I'm screaming, I'm here. And finally, the audience opened like the Red Sea parting from Moses, you know. And the audience opened the way for me to run towards the front, and I screamed, here, I'm here, I'm here. He kept saying, where's Wayne? Like for the fifth time in the middle of his speech on TV, he's screaming, where's Wayne Allyn Root? Where's Wayne? So I said, I'm here. And he's like, Wayne is so great on these topics. He's a man of common sense. I can't remember the exact words. I have to get a copy of that exact part of his speech, which hopefully I'll have by tomorrow. And maybe we can figure out a way to play this on Lindell TV tomorrow, both of these. But just amazing introduction to me. I'm so honored and so I feel like, you know, God bless America, right? It can only happen in America that the 45th president of the United States likes me and knows me and feels that way about me is really special. And then, you know, interrupts his speech to tell me, you know, to ask me what I think about some issue he's talking about on the stage. He didn't know I was so far back. If I'd been in the front, he would have asked me to come on stage and have this discussion with him. But I was way in the back where the cameramen were and the anchormen were as part of the media section. You know how everyone at Trump rallies boos the media? media. I was in the media section. Not that I consider myself media. I consider myself a talk show host. That's not the same as media, but and a conservative one, not mainstream media. But nonetheless, I was in the media section. So what an incredible ride I was on Friday and Saturday. You know, a 24-hour to 48-hour kind of ride journey with Donald Trump in Las Vegas. Really fantastic. And I made a request of him. I'll say the same thing on TV that I said on radio. I made a request of him, and he said, let's do it. Make it happen, Wayne. Let's do it. And so I'm going to be calling his office this week to make it happen. I can't tell you what it is I want to make happen until I make it happen. Then I'll let you know. But he did say, go ahead and do it. He gave me the green light. So that was fantastic. And he's always so nice to me and always goes out of his way to say how beautiful my wife Cindy is. And she is. She's gorgeous. She's got to be one of the most beautiful women in the world. Right up there with Melania. And every time Trump sees her, he goes, wow, what a beautiful lady. And he went on stage and says, Wayne Root and his beautiful wife Cindy. Who says that? Very rarely does any politician talk about your wife. So it's because my wife is so beautiful. And Trump is a great admirer of beautiful women. And all of you should love that because I'm a great admirer of beautiful women. Why is that? Because we're both straight. We're both normal. That's what America's about. Straight men who love beautiful women. Is there something wrong with that? Don't complain. Next thing you know, you'll have a transgender president who says, wow, your gay transgender husband is beautiful. Oh my God, America's good. Yeah, your gay, transgender, pro-Palestine husband who supports Hamas is beautiful. That's what a Democrat would say. There you have it. Anyway, it was a wonderful weekend and a wonderful event, and I was honored to be the anchor on the ground covering it for Real America's Voice, honored that Trump would ask for a personal meeting with me, honored that Trump would talk about me in the intro, honored that he would stop in the middle of a speech and talk about me. Great stuff. The bad news is it's wonderful to have an ego and to have your ego stroked. All that's wonderful. That does nothing for America. See, at least I'm honest enough to tell you my ego was stroked, but that doesn't save America, and I know that. See, that's like something the average host would just ramble on about this and say how great it is that Trump likes you. Well, wonderful, but that and $1.50 will get you a subway ride, right? Or that was an old joke. I think now it's probably $3.50. Maybe it's that and $3.50 will get you a subway ride. But the end result is America is in so much trouble, and the border is open, and dangerous, horrible people that want to kill us, evil people are pouring across. The fact that Trump likes me and says nice things about me is not going to save America or save any of you, and I get that. But I wanted to tell you about my experience for the weekend. I felt great now that the weekend's over. I still feel great about Trump and my having a great friendship, great relationship. What I don't feel great about is none of that matters, because America, that my children, four children ranging in age from 15 to 31. My kids got to live in this country, and this country's going to hell. It's going to hell in a handbasket, as Archie Bunker would have said 30 years ago, but it really is now. You know, in the 60s and the 70s, Archie Bunker would have said it's going to hell in a handbasket, but it never was. You know why? Because Reagan came along and turned it around. And then under Obama, we were going to hell, and Trump came along and turned it around. And now it's just, in my opinion, maybe too far gone to even save, unless Trump wins in 24 and fires the whole government and deports almost everybody that came in. They've all got to go. And if you could do all of that, maybe we've got a little window to save America, but it's really that bad. And the Jew hatred going on in America is beyond the pale. I got news for all of you. This is a Jewish Christian country. Judeo-Christian values is what our country was founded on. And from the first day, Jews were involved in America. From the first day. And a matter of fact, there'd be no country without Jews, because a rich Jew literally funded the entire American Revolution. I bet most people don't know that. A rich Jewish businessman loaned the government of the United States money when our government was out of money and broke and had no money to continue fighting the war against the British. And I think it was $10 million, but I don't know whether it was $10 million in those days or $10 million on today's terms. Probably by today's terms, probably like $100,000, and our government didn't have a dime left, and a Jewish businessman loaned the money and never got it back and died broke. Nobody even knows this story. He died with nothing because the government of the United States never paid him him back. He loaned them almost everything he had, then he had some financial setbacks, and then he died broke. So without him, there is no America. There have been Jews from the beginning doing great things in America, Jewish businessmen in a capitalist country doing great things. Wall Street, mostly Jewish. Hollywood, sadly, mostly Jewish and liberal. Social media, almost all Jewish. Media, almost all Jewish. You may hate the liberal bent of many Jews and many successful Jewish businessmen, but you got to admit there'd be no America without the capitalist aspect of what they've contributed to America, and artists and musicians and Hollywood TV shows and movies. Jews have always been integral to America, so we've got to have a fight now. We've literally, and I said this on social media today, you know, I am a Jew. I'm a Jew to Jesus Christ, my Savior, but nonetheless, I'm a Jew with 100% Jewish blood coursing through my veins, and it's not just Israel I got to worry about. It's America. You can see it in front of you. The hatred of Jews going on, and I discussed all that in my interview with Trump. There's a new report out that the groups behind the pro-Hamas protests in the United States are funded by drumroll, George Soros. There's the most self-hating Jew in the entire world. A Jew who helped the Nazis in World War II. And you can never say Wayne said it wrong. You can't sue me, Mr. Soros, because you said it on 60 Minutes. You helped the Nazis. That's what you did in World War II. You helped the Nazis. You're a Jew who helped the Nazis. Now you're a Jew who's helping Hamas, who are modern-day Nazis. You are a self-hating Jew. You are a scumbag. You're a traitor. Horrible people. Wherever there's evil in the world, there's George Soros. Whatever bad is going on in the world and in America, there's George Soros funding it. And Klaus Schwab, another Nazi, another guy whose father was in bed with the Nazis. These people are all secretly Jew haters. Even if Schwab or Soros aren't themselves Jewish, they're Jew haters. Hitler had a Jewish grandfather. You could be a Jew and be a Jew hater. They're Jew haters. It's unbelievable. Truly amazing. Wherever there's evil, there's George Soros. What are we going to do about it? We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. This is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Michael Lindell's products at mystore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at mystore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at mypillow.com and mystore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Fill out the form. They'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Okay, I'm talking funny.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just in, the latest poll shows while the majority of Americans are on the side of Israel solidly, and most Americans believe Iran is to blame for everything happening, a majority of Muslims supports Hamas and what they did in Israel. Okay? These are American Muslims. They support. No surprise. I've seen the protests. I've seen the dentists, the doctors, and the bankers who are Muslim in the United States. And they're just Americanized. They look like handsome male bankers and beautiful woman banker I saw and a handsome male dentist. And, you know, they look rich and educated. They probably went to a fancy private school. They went to an elite college. They're rich Muslims. They've got a hatred for Jews. They want to kill them all. So what do you think the people have? The average person walking around Michigan, man, they got a hatred for Jews. You can't have this in America. We are not about that in America. We've never been about that. So I said this on radio. I'll say it on TV. I have a message for all the Muslims out there. If you want to be a peace-loving Muslim, great. You're in America. All good. Nobody's after you. Nobody's going to hurt you. And if you even want to hate Jews, all good. Because we allow every opinion in America. But if you want to kill Jews, you need to leave America. You need to get the hell out of my country and our country. Because there's no room in America for Muslims who want to kill, murder Jews. There's no room in America for Muslims who want to murder Jews, who therefore would want to murder Christians. If the Jews weren't around, they'd want to murder Christians. They have the same hatred for Christians who go to church as Jews who go to temple. You can't have them in this country. You gotta go. You gotta be deported. If you're a college student, you gotta have all of your visas canceled and all of your government funding, your loans for college canceled. You know? I've had enough of this nonsense. If you want to kill Jews, get out of the country. We don't want you. We don't need you. You have no right to be here. Nobody here says, "Ooh, I'm a Catholic. I want to kill Protestants." That may happen in Ireland, but it doesn't happen here. Okay? And no Jews walks around going, "Let's kill every Muslim in America." You know, there's a famous saying, and it's absolutely right. If tomorrow every Muslim in the Middle East dropped their weapons, there'd be peace in the Middle East and peace in the world. And if every Jew tomorrow dropped their weapons, every Jew would be wiped off the face of the earth. You know, I said this, and it's so true, and I said this on my social media this weekend. I looked it up. In the entire world, in the whole world, there's only, I think it's 14 million Jews in the world. Did you know that? In the entire world, there's 14 million Jews. In the entire world, there's almost 2 billion Muslims. So isn't it time Muslims stop blaming the Jews for everything? Maybe it's your fault. Maybe you should stop blaming and complaining and killing Jews. Maybe if you just cared enough to get educated and went to college and made money and forgot about the religious strife, everything would be okay. Because Jews do that. Israel's a very prosperous country. I believe this is all about jealousy. Jews are rich and they're right next door to people that are poor. And the people that are poor have to blame someone for their lack of success. They blame Jews. And everywhere in America, Muslims are poor and Jews are rich, so they blame Jews. Maybe you should study and work hard and get A's and go to college, and at college get A's and then get out and become successful in business world, and stop blaming and stop wanting to kill, because that's what's holding you back. Get the hell out of my country. We don't want you here. If you hate and if you want to kill Jews, get out. No one in America does that. We've lived just fine with 12 different kinds of Christians and Catholics. And there are super religious Catholics. There are not so religious Catholics. And this country is filled with Jewish people and filled with completely non-religious Jews who are atheists. None of us want to kill each other. I don't want to murder atheists. I don't like that you're an atheist, but I don't want to kill you. I'm straight. I don't want to kill gay people. I don't like transgenders. I think it's weird, but I don't want to kill them. I don't want to kill people because they're not like me. I protect your rights in America. So if you're a Muslim and you want to kill Jews, get the F out of my country. Get the hell out of our great country. We don't want you anymore. We don't need you. You do nothing but cause trouble, strife, violence, death, division. All right. You know who else should get the hell out? Ron DeSantis. Out of the race. Out of the race, not out of the country. He's a great governor. I like Ron DeSantis. I really do. But he made a giant mistake going up against Trump. Everyone in the Republican Party is for Trump. Do you know the latest polls out in Iowa? In Iowa, Trump is up by like 30 points over DeSantis. And that was the one state DeSantis counted on. He put everything, all his resources, all his staff, all his money into Iowa. And he said, "I will make a stand in Iowa." He's down 30, and Nikki Haley's passing him. You're finished. Accept it. Move on. Endorse Trump. Bye-bye.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
War now.
USA News Update. The U.S. currently doesn't support a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby today said that U.S. officials are collaborating with their Israeli counterparts to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. The White House is taking action in response to the concerning surge in reported anti-Semitic incidents occurring on college campuses. The Departments of Justice and Homeland Security are collaborating with local law enforcement and campus authorities to address and mitigate any potential threats. The Lions are set to face off against the Las Vegas Raiders in Detroit on Monday Night Football. Detroit coming into the game with a record of 5-2. The Raiders have a record of 3-4. Monday Night Football kicks off from Ford Field in Detroit at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
On fire, sponsor of the Cigna show is Spike Warrior. SpikeWarrior.com is the website. The actual product is Nocovidium, patent pending Nocovidium. The number one question I get asked all the time is, what can I do about the fact that I was forced to take the COVID vaccine, Wayne? What do I do? I've got this ticking time bomb in my body. How do I rid my body of this dangerous poison? And now I've got the answer. Patent-pending Nocovidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending Nocovidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. And now they've got a special offer for my fans only, 2-for-1. Buy one bottle and get a second bottle free. So either you have two bottles for yourself and twice as much for half the cost, or you have one bottle for you and one bottle for someone you love that's free. Just use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to get 2 for the price of 1 at Spike Warrior right now at SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, is the disclaimer you have to say at the end of it. All right, this is my guest segment, and my guest is a great friend of mine and friend of my family, Barak Lurie. He's a managing partner of Lurie and Kramer Law Firm in Los Angeles and the best-selling author of Keeping the Kids All Right, and he was born in Israel and therefore has an interesting perspective on everything going on today. Barak Lurie, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, thanks so much for having me. Not only was I born in Israel, I was born in Ashkelon, that very town that was the major hit
really?
On October 7th, and that's just so painful to see my birth town get slaughtered like that. So I know it really well, and I'm Israeli through and through, and I speak a decent amount of Hebrew, and all my relatives live there, so I really feel connected to it, and this tragedy is just horrendous. It really shows, Wayne, the difference between good and evil. If you ever needed moral clarity on any issue, this is it. If you encounter anybody who says that somehow Hamas is on the right side of this, you know this person is a moral idiot. They have no moral compass. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, all over the world, you've got people coming out with statements. I forgot who it was today. God, I've read like 1,000 articles today. And one of them was some famous actress or singer who came out today and said, oh, I know who it was. It was, who was married to Brad Pitt? Who's the beautiful brunette girl that was married to...
Angelina Jolie
came out today and said, no matter what happened, no matter what Hamas did to Israel, it doesn't justify what Israel is doing to Gaza. And these people are idiots because, you know, I like to compare it, and I'll see if you as a Israeli-born and Israel-supporting person agree. You know, it's like a person walks into a store and robs it and kills the owner and the owner's entire family, sets them on fire, rapes the wife, cuts the heads off the children, and then the family says, I want revenge, and hunts them down, and the police, you know, police hunt them down and kill the killers. And liberals would argue,
right,
you had no right to kill the killers, oh my God, and the police were white and the killers were black, it must be racism. Wait a minute, they killed, they raped, they beheaded,
yeah,
they burned everybody. Are you kidding me? Of course the police had a right to kill them. Israel has a right to hunt them down and kill them all. They have an obligation to do it, Barak.
Yeah, that's right. Look, Israel is not only doing the right thing, but it's doing it in the most moral way possible that the world would possibly want. It's probably the most moral army in the entire world. This is an army that actually drops leaflets on,
right,
on the buildings where they intend to bomb, and also tells them exactly what they're planning to do, and gives them every opportunity to evacuate. But instead, this Hamas entity, this monstrous entity,
won't let them
not only
evacuate.
Do they... they won't let them. Not only will they tell them what to do, but they won't even let them evacuate. And if they do, they set them on fire. They kill them.
Right.
They hold them as collaborators of Israel. This is the kind of monstrous entity that we're dealing with. The only people that the Palestinians have to blame is Hamas itself for putting them in this situation. It's like the girlfriend. I was once in a car before. She was, unfortunately, she was drunk, and she was in the passenger seat, and she started yelling out the window to these very tough-looking guys about how her boyfriend, me, could take them on. Like, okay, well, you know,
never heard this story.
Okay, it's a pretty wild story. And here, this is far worse. Of course, there's nothing comparison. But Hamas goes in and does these horrific things. They rape and behead, all the things that you've already heard. And then they expect the Israelis to do nothing, really? They expect them not to go in there and totally destroy Hamas, understanding that they're going to viciously, that the Israelis are going to have to take down Gaza completely and destroy all the infrastructure. They set them up. The Hamas set the Palestinians up in this situation, and now they dare to complain and say, "How dare you do this to us?" It's such chutzpah, as we say.
Yeah. Well, let's look at another thing.
Somehow you can do this.
You and I both said that Israel's rough leaflets and let civilians run for their lives, but Hamas will not let many of them leave. That's one issue. But the real issue is that Hamas wants the civilians to die so they can blame Israel. They use them as human shields, and they purposely hide their military camps and their headquarters and the areas they use to shell Israel under and next to hospitals and schools and mosques and churches, so Israel gets in trouble when they bomb a hospital, a mosque, a church, or a school. It's Hamas setting their own people up to die, right?
Yep, that's right. They have no problem sacrificing their own kids, their own people, their own innocent individuals, these citizens. A lot of them don't want any beef with Israel, but unfortunately they live under a dictatorship called Hamas. Hamas calls the shots and basically tell their Palestinian constituency, to the extent they're a constituency, that you're going to have to sacrifice yourselves for us. No, and if you don't want it, we're going to sacrifice you for you. Thank you very much. It doesn't matter that you want to run away. This is the way of the Arab world, sadly, in much of the Arab world. And frankly, much of history, this is the way dictatorships have always acted. They've always sacrificed their citizenry for their greater glory and told them this is what you're going to do. Hitler did this. The French revolutionists had done it. Bismarck did it. A tremendous number of dictators of the past have done this. And now we're only seeing it again. Israel does not do this. And they know it, and that's what they're playing. They're counting on it that Israel will be so moved and so heart-stricken about this whole thing that they'll have to walk so gingerly, and that every step they take will be watched very closely, and therefore Israel won't do anything. But this is exactly what emboldens Hamas in the first place. The only way, Wayne, to handle this is to obliterate Gaza. That's it. No.
Right, but we both know. Here's what I'm scared of, Barak. Barak, here's what I'm scared of. We both know that you've got to obliterate Gaza and turn it into a parking lot. But being that they're using civilians as human shields purposely, and also they won't let civilians even leave purposely, there's going to be massive amounts of children and women killed and men who aren't military killed. And then the entire world is going to blame Israel and blame the Jews for responding after a slaughter of innocent, unarmed civilians who were beheaded, murdered, raped, and burned. And the whole world's going to condemn Israel. And Iran's going to jump in with the help and the backing of Russia and China. And who knows who else will back in, will jump in. Maybe the entire Arab world. And then we've got World War III. That's what is almost, in my opinion, likely to happen.
Well, the shocker of it all, Wayne, and first of all, I think you're 100% right, but even if Israel went in there and killed only every single terrorist, and there was not a single bit of collateral damage associated with it, they would still invent everything that they want to invent in order to say that there's, Israeli atrocities. They would take pictures from old wars, from the Iran-Iraq war, from the 80s for that matter, and claim that somehow Israel was responsible.
Oh, you're being too nice, Brock. You're being too nice. They wouldn't take old pictures. I know how Hamas thinks. Look at what they did in Israel. They would slaughter their own women and children to prove that Israel did it.
That's right.
And put them out as the proof that Israel did the bombing. Look what they did with the hospital. It was their errant missile. They didn't do that one on purpose, but it was their missile that killed the people at the hospital, probably 50, not 500, exaggerated beyond belief. But they did it, and they blamed Israel.
You're 100% right. This is the way that they operate, and we might as well go in Gaza and do what we absolutely have to do. Obviously, do it with the least amount of casualties as possible, but understand that no matter what happens today, that they will completely blame Israel, regardless of how good we might be about it. And so we might as well just go in and do what needs to be done
just
in wartime. Yes, there will be casualties,
and
that's all on Hamas's head.
Right. I don't remember if I sent you, because Brock and I are good friends, and from time to time I send him my columns. Did I send you my answer to Obama claiming that the Jews of Israel have to be careful because Hamas and Palestinians will hate you for future generations if you go in and kill women and children? Did I send that to you?
Yes, you did. And I think I responded by saying, "Oh, there he goes. There Yoda goes again with all his great wisdom." You know, that's the issue with Obama. He thinks he's so bright. You know, and he'll be the first to admit how
Yoda.
Bright he is.
That's
right?
What a Yoda. Just think about America, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, the Alamo. When they slaughtered our people in the Alamo, did the Texans go, "Okay, let's have a ceasefire"? No, they said, "Let's get together and let's kill every Mexican involved. Slaughter them. We're getting even for what you did to our women, our children, and our brave warrior heroes. We're going to kill all of you." And that's what we did. And that's what Israel has got to do. Don't go anywhere, Barack. I want to talk to you about the Jew hatred in America that's so over the top going on right now that I discussed with President Trump just a day ago. I want to discuss it with you, Barack Lurie. Barack, again, is the managing partner of Lurie and Kramer Law Firm in Los Angeles. Best-selling author of Keeping the Kids All Right. Keeping the Kids All Right. He's born in Israel, raised in Israel, and he is an expert on the Israeli situation. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, "I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison?" Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Roof for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
I've got a unique vacation idea.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Roots on Fire, welcome back to the show. Last segment of this Lindell TV show. We'll be back on radio for the next hour. But our last segment on TV, Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because I'm going to do it. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And now, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you or War sent you. Up to $15,000 in free silver is yours. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, GoldgateCapital.com. We're back with Barack Lurie, managing partner of Lurie and Kramer Law Firm in Los Angeles, best-selling author of Keeping the Kids All Right, Born in Israel. Hey, Barack, before we get back to the topic of Israel and also the Jew hatred we're seeing in America, you're an expert of another kind. I want to ask a question real quick. Your law firm is in L.A. L.A. has become a nightmare, right, with crime and homelessness. What do you see on the ground in Los Angeles, and what have you seen over the last, you know, 20 years that you live there versus now?
Wayne, I'm sorry. I can't hear you right now. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. I hear you loud and clear.
You don't hear
okay,
me?
Okay, great. Now I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, so I was saying before we get back...
Now I hear you fine, yeah.
Before we get back to the Jewish issue, your law firm is in L.A., so I want to do the L.A. issue first. You lived in L.A. for 20 years, right. And your law firm's in L.A. What are you seeing on the ground in L.A.? The crime, the homelessness, how bad has L.A. deteriorated in the last 20 years since you've been there?
Well, I've been there for 35 years, actually, since law school, and in the past 20 years I've been in my practice. Really, it's been a deterioration. I go back every week to check out my office, to hang out with my troops, as it were. I see more and more homeless there. I see more and more crime there. People are looking over their shoulder all the time. Stores are closing down everywhere. Tragically, I also smell the smell of urine, sadly. I mean, I hate to be graphic about it, but it's in the air everywhere that you go, and that's... That's on the west side in Brentwood, one of the nicer parts of L.A. So
right.
it's very distressing, very disappointing to see this all unraveling, and especially when it's all self-inflicted, Wayne.
Right. Well, it's self-inflicted because of Democrats, right? Nothing but Democrat mayors and Democrat leadership. Is there one Republican on the city council of L.A.? I'll bet not. So it's all Democrats who have presided over the destruction of L.A., correct?
Yeah, they get to own this, Wayne. Everything about what they're doing right now is all on them. The policies about minimum wage, the policies about rent control, the policies of no law enforcement, the policy of making sure that the police don't respond to people who might be white. I mean, it's very bizarre how they want to angle this city so that it's clearly going to destroy itself. It was already bad enough with the COVID restrictions, and here we are now with this situation where crime is just running rampant, and they know it, and apparently they want it.
Let's segue back to the topic I wanted to discuss with you, which is the amazingly, shockingly, remarkable amount of Jew hatred in America. I can understand Hamas and Palestine. You know, I can understand the Middle East. Even I've gotten used to anti-Semitism in Europe. But I never imagined you'd see this open hatred for Jews in America on college campuses, at protests. Professionals, dentists, doctors, bankers, Muslim professionals who are willing to risk their careers to say they hope Jews die and Hitler didn't finish the job, we're going to finish it. What do you make of all this?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, it's been more than a few decades at this point, the anti-Israel rhetoric and anti-Semitic rhetoric. And the chickens have come home to roost, as it were. They've been brainwashing our children for the past 50 years, at least. And then we're surprised when our children take on the mantle of the pro-Hamas movement. This is exactly what they've been brainwashing. In that sense, you talked, Wayne, about how, you know, you can understand Hamas and the Palestinians there and how they've been brainwashed. But I don't know that our young people have been brainwashed any less throughout the colleges. And not only that, but they've come to believe that somehow being pro-Palestinian is the noble and intellectual thing to do because their professors say it over and over again. So they're really one and the same. They're two peas in a pod, if you will. And the amount of rhetoric, the amount of hate that's going on, and how quickly it flourished, as it were, and I shouldn't even be using that word, they just exploded this anti-Semitism and the amount of demonstrations in all the major cities out there, shutting down things, and the way that they feel free to say these anti-Semitic things.
It's amazing.
Really, that's what's so alarming, but it also shows that they are very organized. They're very organized.
And by the way, Brock, there's no real answer other than we shouldn't have open borders. And I went into a rant earlier in the show. You want to be a Muslim? Great. In America? Great. Even you want to hate Jews? Great. But if you preach violence and you want Jews dead and you support murdering Jews, get out of my country. That's not what America's about. Get the hell out of America. The answer is Jews are going to have to arm themselves and take literally street fighting lessons, combat lessons, and Krav Maga lessons, martial arts. Jews are going to have to fight back because you can't sit silently and hide and run and be scared and call the police. We got to fight back. All right, we're ending the show for the day. I'll have Barack back soon to talk more about this. Barack Lurie's law firm is Lurie and Kramer in Los Angeles. His book is called Keeping the Kids All Right. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, root4america.com. Good night, everyone.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.